You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke. Well, welcome this morning, Kirsten. How are you?
Good. Happy for the long weekend.
What I might do, Kirsten, is I might just like switch your microphone. I'll just be 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a bit confusing, but that one works a bit better for me.
Okay.
How are you, though?
Good.
Excited for the long weekend?
Yep. Lots of little fun plans, and it's the last week of term for uni, too, so cool. That's good, winding everything up, and last lectures and stuff like that.
Awesome.
So we're doing a city today that's very dear to my heart. It's San Diego.
Yeah, and I know nothing about San Diego as a place, and also like musically, I really don't know.
So it's Southern California. So you have LA, right? Mm-hmm. And then about an hour or so away is Anaheim, which is where Disneyland is. And then an hour or so, and you know, this is all city in between. There's no gaps. It's worse than Auckland, Hamilton. It's just pure city all the way.
Yeah.
I think they're called megalopolises. And then, so then an hour or so south of Anaheim is San Diego. And then half an hour south of that is Mexico. So it's sort of this bridge between Mexico and LA.
Yeah.
So you get, you know, some of the big city stuff. You're close to LA. It's all big city. But you can go to Mexico, like, for the day, for the afternoon.
Cool.
So it's sort of and it's got lovely beaches and great weather, you know, and yet not quite as gross and trafficy as LA. So it's quite a cool vibe. And as we're going to hear, some sort of really great music coming from there. Some really important people have lived there for a while, like Jim Morrison and Tom Waits, Eric Clapton, J.J. Cale, you know, so people have lived there for a while just because of the vibe and the beaches. And I guess it's a way to sort of be around L.A., but not in L.A.
Yeah.
And have that stuff. And then, of course, you know, having the option of hopping down to Mexico for cheap booze, cheap drugs. And I don't mean like there's drugs, but there's also prescription drugs are like a million times cheaper there. So people cross the border. Because America has all that, you know, pharmaceutical companies,
right, yeah.
Just, you know. So, and you know, you can go to Mexico and just go for fun. And so anyway, San Diego's a great
Did Mexican city. Culture have a huge influence on San Diego music?
Well, not so much the music, but I guess I'd say more the vibe, you know, for like Eric Clapton and stuff, you know, the place names, La Jolla, Escondido, they're all sort of Latino place names and sort of that really old Spanish colony that it used to be and that sort of thing. There's a real famous hotel there that they filmed a Marilyn Monroe movie there called the Del Coronado. And so, you know, sort of, it has sort of an old 1930s scene as well to it. But no, we're not getting any sort of Latin music per se though today. So
Okay. The
first band we're going to play, very famous rock band in the early 90s, Stone Temple Pilots.
And what is it about Stone Temple Pilots? Is it just that they've come from San Diego? Or?
Yeah. Because they, you know, having so many musicians there and passing through there, and obviously the high schools and the things that are there have fostered, you know, sort of young people that put together bands and I guess, you know, close enough to LA.
Cool. Let's have a listen.
We'll be right back.
played in the background.
All right, rocking it out. Yeah, apparently Eddie Vedder used to play in bands there and got his start there. And those of you who are into chick rock, Heart, Ann Wilson from Heart was born there, so that's very important in rock history. But, you know, you were talking about sort of scenes. One of the big scenes there is their coffee shop scene that they call it. So about 20 or plus years ago, they sort of started that sort of gentrified, you know, area with coffee, you know, outdoor coffee shops and bars and stuff called the Gaslamp District. And Jim Croce is a famous old dude. He has a restaurant there. Apparently Jewel got her start playing there. Jason Mraz, you know, so having the circuit there. And so some musicians own restaurants.
Is that quite a prominently white music scene within San Diego?
That part of it, that's the sort of gentrified, you know, downtown. Because, yeah, it used to be, you know, you'd go to there for Mexican food and the Latino area for really great food. So they also then sort of try to get the sort of gentrified sort of area. And I guess it'd be earlier than even some of those other places we've talked about, like Portland and Austin and stuff, that now are sort of these hipster capitals.
Yeah.
But San Diego's been doing it for a long time, sort of pre-hipster. So, but yeah, so apparently it's a really good music scene to go and do if your sort of music suits that.
What kind of music suits?
Coffee shops.
Okay.
Well, like Jewel, you know, Jason Mraz, you know, you and your guitar.
Right.
The other music, we're not playing it this morning, that I've talked about this music before, is surf punk.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a Mexican thing as well, this Mexican surf punk. And so there's obviously a San Diego scene there because it's so close to Mexico and it's sort of this bridge between sort of Mexico and L.A. So there's a lot of these weird horror punk and surf punk bands that do this crazy stuff. A lot of it's very Latin influenced, very funny, very humorous. So that's sort of like another scene, you know. And I guess, you know, that's the thing with the Latin Americans is that sort of interesting hybrids that come up, you know, when people sort of make music. Now, so apparently there is a bit of a punk scene there. I mean, I know there's a strong punk scene in LA, but apparently there's a bit of a punk scene there. A lot of it stays underground and just stays there, and people sustain there as local bands. And so we're going to play Pierce the Veil.
Cool. That sounds...
2006.
And it's by Cara Fernelia.
No, that's the song name.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Pierce the Veil.
Cara Fernelia.
Alrighty. That's right. How do you feel about that kind of music?
Oh, it's not my cup of tea, but, you know, it's some of people's cup of coffee.
So Pierce the Veil, they came from San Diego and...
the punk scene there. If you want to sort of chill in San Diego this weekend, there's the album with Eric Clapton and J.J. Cale that's called Road to Escondido, and Escondido is one of the suburbs of San Diego. So if you want to get that more vibey, you know, I'm cruising, traveling highways, you know, between LA and Mexico, you can listen to that one. But this last artist that we're going to play, Rob Stone, is a hip-hop artist, and I guess an example of people coming through that sort of underground South by Southwest. He's got 7 million views on YouTube, 6 million streams on SoundCloud, you know, just that sort of way now, I guess, that people are able to become famous kind of outside the major labels. And I saw on his track, you know, a lot of people were saying, oh my God, I had no idea it's from San Diego. You know, so I guess sort of trying to do hip hop from San Diego, you know, because he's supposed to be from LA. And so, you know, sort of a bit of a hard road, but he really tries to reference San Diego in his songs and cool. videos to try to establish, you know, San Diego as a place.
So this is...
This is Chill Bill.
Chill Bill.
So I hope you have your swishers ready for this weekend, bro. Bo.
That is Chill Bill featuring Jay Davis and Spooks, and he originated from San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah, and trying to, I guess, sort of celebrate as an identity, but as we've sort of come across, it's a really sort of heterogeneous place musically. Yeah. We've had this sort of rock and then punk, and then there's the cafe scene, and then there's the Latino surf scene. You know, and here's a dude sort of, right, trying to do hip-hop in the middle of all of it.
So there's a really diverse, it's a really diverse little...
Yeah,
big place.
Yeah, but it's, I definitely recommend it, like, for a visit, especially like in transit, you know, from Disneyland to Mexico or whatever. And it's and obviously, you know, with so many artists sort of living there, it obviously is really wonderful for them. I think for having their families and sort of setting up beach lifestyle while still having access to the big city.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
This is Southern California.
Well, thank you so much, Kirsten, for popping in this morning and looking at San Diego. I knew nothing about it, and now I know a little bit more.
Cool.
So it's been great. And have a good weekend.
Okay.
Enjoy your Halloween party tonight.
That's right. And Armageddon. Yeah.
That's right. And Armageddon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.